Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la.
It's The Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. My name is Paul Van Wagner. Nathan Brennan in the other studio taking your calls at 866-961-1430, 866-961-1430.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Luckily for me, Scott Nason also agrees that you're a clown. We can get into it after this.
Matt Camari says Dominic the Donkey is the greatest Christmas song ever.
That is true.
What? What's that? What's that?
Some would agree.
That is also true.
I keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
Scott Nason.
Scott Nason joining us today. What's going on, my man?
What's going on is I am happy to be on your show and talk about the NFL Week 9, if you can believe it. We're already halfway done with some teams, and others are hitting that halfway point. So lots to talk about. Let's go.
That is true. Scott Nason, just so you know, normal ovulation occurs every 12 to 16 days. Make sure that you monitor that, please.
I got them marked with smiley faces on my calendar, so we're all set there.
Scott Nason agrees that you are a clown and the Lions did not lose because of the refs. It's simply because they're not good.
Scott,
you lose by 20 because of the refs.
Come on, Paul. Really? The refs? How about a bad quarterback? How about a defense that sucked? How about a third pick in last year's draft that couldn't cover grass at this point? That team's just a bad team. They just need to lose it all and start over.
I'm telling you right now. There were three separate penalties that kept drives alive for the Colts. They ended up scoring on two of those. That's a 28-point swing and potential momentum. I stand by the fact that the referees screwed the Detroit Lions. Scott, also, just so you know, if you are trying to make a baby, you need to strive for a healthy body weight. I believe you and Becky both have that covered.
I think we're safe there, Paul. I think we're doing good in that department.
All right.
Segment off to its normal chaotic start, but something that will start soon is Thursday night football, and the Green Bay Packers head to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. The 49ers with injury issues and COVID issues, the Packers coming off a surprising loss to the Minnesota Vikings, Dalvin Cook with three touchdowns again against them last week. In that upset loss, the Packers didn't make any moves to the trade deadline. Scott, is this offensive unit, notably the wide receiver core, going to be enough for them to make a deep run in the playoffs? And tell us what you think about the game.
I think they'll make a run in the playoffs. How deep depends on their defense, which was exposed against Minnesota, especially the run defense. In this one, although Green Bay hasn't done well out in the state of California, you look at this San Francisco team. The team that was in the Super Bowl last year, and they're missing 14 of their 22 starters right now going into this game. And I don't care what team you are, if you're missing that many of the guys that were there last year, I just have a hard time seeing how they win this one. So I like Green Bay again. Green Bay, I think, is questionable for a deep run. I think a couple NFC West teams have the advantage over them, but they're certainly going to make some sort of a run, and they'll win tonight.
Scott, the CDC recommends that women take 400 milligrams of folic acid and prenatal vitamins every day for at least 1 month prior to getting pregnant.
Well, it looks like next month's probably our best bet then, so I'll have to make a trip to the pharmacy here after I get off the phone with you.
All right.
If you're in Blacksburg, you can go to Main Street Pharmacy.
That is very true. You can go to Arfstrom's Pharmacy. They are a local pharmacy, much like Main Street Pharmacy, and you can harass Janine LaCrosse. Scott, the Ravens and the Colts, a tale of two teams maybe possibly going in different direction. The Ravens started out hot. Certain people that will remain nameless in this studio had them going 16-0 early on in the season. they've been exposed a little bit as to whether or not Lamar Jackson is a quarterback or a running back. The Colts have a really good defense. When they have the referees out there with them and you're playing 17-on-11 football, they're almost unbeatable. Scott, what do you think about this game Sunday at 1 o'clock?
You know, the Ravens, I think, have just been figured out. I don't think they're a surprise anymore. I think a lot of these defensive coordinators have written out some good schemes to try to, you know, we haven't seen the Lamar Jackson we saw last season, that's for sure. And, you know, Indianapolis defense, despite the alleged help from the referees, is still a very good defense. And you said it, Paul. These are two teams going in the wrong direction. Phillip Rivers, he's close to passing Dan Marino for fifth all-time on the all-time passing yards. And he's passed everybody with all his kids he has.
That is true.
And legitimate kids, true. I might add. So I'm gonna give Nathan a nice little shout-out here. Go Colts. I like him on Sunday.
It will be noted that Scott Nation one day will be in contention to pass Phillip Rivers in that kid's
That is
regard.
True, yeah.
Scott, game of the week.
He is a fertile guy. Jesus.
Game of the week.
Thank you.
Sunday night football sets up well here. The Saints and the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers with a close one on Monday night against the New York Giants. Ultimately, they scrape by alive. The Saints, well, they, you know, it hasn't been flashy at times. It's been the games have been closer than many people expected them to be, but they're coming away with wins. Both teams riding win streaks right now of three or more games. Who do you like in this one for a battle that will set up really the NFC South and possibly ultimately the playoff picture?
Yeah, it really will. And let's just hope the game is better than week one. Week one, that wasn't the best game to watch. I think both teams struggled. But where I think it's different for Tampa than New Orleans is I think Brady's getting used to his new teammates. And I mean, obviously they didn't look the greatest on Monday night, but they got the win. New Orleans, pretty much the same boat. Chicago did not look great, but got the win. I think Tampa has just a little too much for New Orleans on Sunday night. Give me the Buccaneers.
Scott, let's talk about dietary concerns when trying to make a baby. Becky needs to go easy on the caffeine. 1 to 2 cups of coffee a day is okay. Anything beyond that tends to be a little bit rough, according to the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Also, y'all need to stay away from, like, high mercury fish. So no short swordfish, no shark, no king mackerel, no albacore tuna, okay? And lots of broccoli, Scott. Lots of broccoli.
Broccoli is good. We have that covered. Is Red Bull, does that have caffeine? I heard it does.
Yeah, Red Bull is probably a bad thing. Like, you may want, if she's drinking like 500 milligrams of caffeine a day is it, Scott. That's the extent of it. So,
she misses it with Jagermeister, so we're good there.
Okay, all right, that's fair. That's probably part of your reason. Seahawks. Seahawks play the Bills. Bills are an interesting story right now, Scott. They are a -1 when you look at their scoring ratio, yet they're 6-2. So they're eking out victories, but when they lose, they're really losing. Seahawks, on the other end of things, still seem to be a favorite in the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl. This game is being played in Buffalo. Is this a make-or-break game for the Bills?
In that division, I don't think it's a make-or-break game because okay. I think they can lose this and still win that division, obviously with New England not being as good and Miami coming up a bit. So I don't think this is a make-or-break game for the Bills, but you look at what Seattle does. You always hear about these West Coast teams that go play East and, you know, all the trip and they struggle. Apparently it doesn't work for the East Coast teams going out there, but the West Coast teams are supposed to struggle. You look at what Seattle's done. They've won 10 straight games in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, Russell Wilson, he's won his last 10 games playing in the Eastern time zone, including the playoffs. You know, Seattle had that little hiccup at Arizona, but they look strong again against San Francisco. I like Seattle. I like Russell Wilson. Go Seahawks.
Last year, Marvin Jones Jr. and Kenny Galladay were the most dynamic receiving duo in the NFL. This year, it seems like DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett are primed to take that title from the Lions duo. Probably more accurate, right?
Absolutely. I mean, those those guys have been lights out, and, you know, Seattle doesn't have the best running game. But it goes with Russell Wilson. I mean, he is playing as good as he's ever played, and he's played pretty darn good throughout his career. And so Seattle's got to be the odds-on favorite in the NFC right now. Defense, again, at question mark, but Seahawks are looking strong.
Last week, Scott, the debut of Tua Tagovailoa, well, he wasn't really the star of the show because he quite frankly didn't need to be. Miami forces four turnovers and wins comfortably, an 11-point win over the Rams. Now the Dolphins, winners of three straight, have a challenge ahead with the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals looking like they're hitting their stride as they head into that bye week with the lone win over the Seattle Seahawks that has happened so far. This is an enticing game. Two teams that were bottom of the barrel within the past couple of years looking to make a push to the playoffs. Who do you like?
I love this game. And, again, it just shows that teams can be on the bottom, make some smart picks, make some smart signings, and get right into contention. Note to Martha, or excuse me, Sheila Hamm-Ford. You want to look at these two teams as ways to turn around your team. But, you know, it's that Miami defense that's really been impressive and that, you know, really caused them to defeat the Rams last week. This is an interesting one. It's a coin flip game for me, but I think just because Kyler Murray has played a few more games, he's had more of these situations, and it's in Arizona, I like the Cardinals, but not by much.
Scott, doctors say that ladies trying to get pregnant need to cut back on strenuous exercise. Now, being active is okay, but too much strenuous exercise can mess up that ovulation cycle and can screw up where your happy stickers go.
Well, we've been doing a lot of exercise, not in that department, but moving into our house with painting and moving. So maybe the gods aren't with me this month.
Well, the good news is there's always next month. Bears and Titans, Scott, 5-3 versus 5-2. Titans, again, were one of those teams earlier on that seemed like they were going in the right direction, hit a couple of bumps along the way. The Bears are just, I don't even know what to think about them. What do you make out of this game?
It's I don't know what to make out of this game, to be quite honest. I was shocked by Tennessee's performance last week against a much better Cincinnati team. But, you know, a team like that should not go into Cincinnati and lose that badly. Mm-hmm. And with the Bears, you know, now there's questions on, do you go with Nick Foles? Do you go back to Mitchell Trubisky? I mean, mm-hmm. The Bears, I don't know how they're 5-3. I just have to pick Tennessee in this one because I think they're less of a mess. But right now, both teams certainly not going in the direction they want to.
Game of the week, Scott, in the NFC East. The Washington football team hosting the New York Giants. You know, on paper, Scott, this game, there's just a lot of talent. I mean, you look at the best quarterback in this game, and his name is Kyle Allen. Statistically, he's just far superior to Daniel Jones. You look at the best running back in this game, and it's got to be the rookie sensation, Antonio Gibson out of Memphis, running the ball. And, of course, the best wide receiver in this game is none other than Terry McLaurin out of Ohio State, was just named captain this week, just his second year in the league. I know that because the majority of our audience and just America as a whole will be watching this game. What are your thoughts going into this one?
I think because Washington had the bye week and what you mentioned, I think they have a little more going for them, which is not much into this game. You know, the Giants at 1-7, the New York teams are terrible. Yeah, the Giants did play better against Tampa, but they still lost. And that being said, I like the Skins.
Scott, you have to be aware of age-related fertility declines. Women in their 30s have a sharper decline by 37 and 40. It really drops off. Becky should be fine. She's quite a bit younger than that, and it doesn't say anything about men, so I think you'll be okay there.
Time is on our side, my friend. Time is on our side.
Lions, Vikings, Scott. Come on. Here we go. 3-4, 2-5, Sunday at 1 o'clock. You know I'll be sitting in front of my computer watching this game because I love me some Matt Stafford versus the Vikings. What do you think? All right. The silence is deafening. Do we lose, Scott?
Scott, did you accidentally hit mute on your phone?
Scott, you got to come back to us, Scott. I've got way more fertility things I got to tell you about. Did we lose him?
Did we lose him?
We might have lost him. I said the Lions, and he just...
He might have hung up on you, Paul.
No, because it would do the beep, thing. We have to do that.
I mean, he does live in,
yeah, he is, you know, I mean, they just got indoor plumbing. Do you want to try to call him back?
Yeah.
All right. They just got indoor plumbing up there about a month and a half ago, so, I mean, that could be screwing up the phone systems. I don't know.
Very true.
Huh. This has been great. I feel like I'm helping Andrew with the whole fertility thing. And
yeah, no, you very well might be.
Yeah, yeah. Scotty, did you not want to talk about the Lions and the...
No, I thought I was on. Apparently I'm off and I'm back on.
All right. So Lions-Vikings, Scott, this is a big one. This could potentially be for third place in the NFC North. What say you about this game?
Well, as I was saying before, the gods that be with the Detroit Lions organization inadvertently cut me off, I'm sure. You know, will Stafford even play? He was on the COVID-19 list. A couple days ago, don't know how that's going to go. But, you know, when you look at what Minnesota did against Green Bay, they're certainly a team that's heading in the right direction. Lions run defense struggles, and I expect Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson, great fantasy football pickup for yours truly, is going to have a big day. So you got to go Vikings in this one, and I think it's going to be a big one.
Couple more real quick here, Scott. Smoking can lead to fertility problems in both men and women. Do I need to continue?
Nope.
Okay.
10 years ago, wife doesn't smoke.
All right. Let me see here. Have you had a infertility evaluation yet, Scott Nason?
No, my boys are good there.
All right. Fair enough. I forwarded you this article, so if you want to read, because I know taking notes was probably a little difficult during the segment. You can take a look at that. I feel like I've given you some good sound advice. It's time for us to make our...
I appreciate it.
You know I'm here for you, Scott Nason. All right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
All right, so far in the eliminator pool, Scott, Pudge, Tina, Christian, and Spotty are all still undefeated. Tampa Bay did give a bunch of people a scare last week. The teams that have one loss, myself, Andrew, Jimmy Cleveland, Mike McDaniel all have one loss. Everybody else has two or more. Brady also has one loss. He had the Titans last week. He got eliminated from contention in the eliminator end of this thing. So, Scott Nason, lots of good games to pick from this week. Where are you starting at, sir?
Well, I am changing my strategy of New York teams because I'm not sure about New England and the Jets. I'm not sure about the Skins and Giants. I'm going to go to the team that's undefeated against a team that's a hot mess. Give me Pittsburgh over Dallas.
Oh, I like that. There's something to be said about that one, Scott. I do like that. All right.
I'm going to look to tonight. The 49ers are just hampered by injuries without their starting quarterback. Their three top receivers are people that no one's ever heard of. You remember the name Kevin White? Yeah, apparently he's still in the league. He'll be their number one tonight. No Trent Williams. This is just an absolute chaotic mess. Give me the Green Bay Packers.
I am on board with you. I am also taking the Green Bay Packers this week for all of the reasons that you stated. I just think that... San Francisco is a hot mess right now, and I think they're ripe for the picking. Nathan Brennan?
I've actually gotten myself back into this
you
thing.
You have.
Only two losses at the very beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm back in it, I want to save the Steelers. I want to save the Chiefs. Give me the Patriots. I think this is the only opportunity I'll have to take them.
Mm. Patriots are the team that cost me being able to stay in this thing. So watch out for the Patriots pick. That's a tough one. Scott, where can our listeners get more great sports content from you and the rest of your team?
You can go to the website, thegamesportshow.com, where you can find The Game, hosted on our local ESPN station every Monday night, and other assorted sports material and information that I know you will love, and it's for free.
Just out of curiosity, where's the next smiley face sticker on the calendar?
Tomorrow night.
It's Friday, baby. Scott Nason, as always, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week. You take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys. You too, Paul. Have a good weekend.
Scott Nason, we'll be right back. It's The Drive.
Get the facts. Your only sports source 24/7.
ESPN Blacksburg, 93.1, 810, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.